At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside, out to Creston, and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Move over, Santa. While he's delivering socks and sweaters, your pal Richie's at the Tachi Palace delivering MacBooks and cash. Every Friday in December, four winners every hour can win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi cash. Then stick around for the 8 p.m. grand prize drawing. Win $5,000 cash plus an Apple MacBook Air. Sorry, Santa, but I think I just made the nice list. Check the halls only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Man sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for stabbing incident. County Clerk Recorder's Office certifies results for statewide special election. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 42 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. 34-year-old Justin Trey Buchanan has been sentenced to serve 30 years to life in state prison. The County District Attorney's Office announced in a release yesterday afternoon. Buchanan pleaded guilty to all charges filed against him in October. His crimes occurred on July 16, 2023, with his step-parents in Shandon. The DA's office says Justin used a knife to attack Kelly and William Buchanan during an argument. Mrs. Buchanan was killed, and Mr. Buchanan was severely injured. District Attorney Dan Dow said, quote, "The tragedy of family violence leaves a lasting effect on the entire family and our community." It is currently unknown if Justin will be eligible for early release, the DA's office says, as California laws and regulations for rehabilitation are being changed continuously. Daytime traffic control will be in effect today on Highway 41 west of Atascadero. Traffic control will be set between Old Morro Road and Toro Creek Road from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. The closure may affect travelers in both directions of Highway 1, with delays of up to 10 to 15 minutes expected. During this time, Caltrans will perform rock scaling on areas of the hills above the highway to dislodge loose rock and materials in advance of seasonal rains. This is done to keep the highway open during inclement weather. Be sure to drive slowly and carefully in work zones. County Clerk Recorder's Office certifies results for statewide special election. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze and Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The County Clerk Recorder's Office announced they have officially certified the county's results for the 2025 statewide special election. They have also broken down turnout statistics by party, city, and supervisorial district. The Clerk Recorder's Office says that the countywide participation rate was 67%, much higher than the statewide average. The county also placed fourth out of the 58 counties in turnout. Here are some of the turnout rates according to the Clerk Recorder's Office. By party, 73% of registered Democrats voted in the county, 68% of registered Republicans, and 53% of no party preference. By city, 61% of Paso Robles, 65% of Atascadero, San Simeon, and Templeton, and 47% of San Miguel voted. Per California Elections Code, the Clerk Recorder's Office will also release a statement of votes cast by Thursday of this week, which will also include a detailed breakdown of voting participation by precinct. A head-on collision in Atascadero resulted in the closure of a part of San Anselmo Road. The Atascadero Police Department reported that San Anselmo Road was closed between Lobos and Rosita, with the crash occurring just before 8:30 p.m. No further information about the crash is available at this time. This Friday, December 5th, will be Atascadero's kickoff for the holiday season with its historic Light Up the Downtown. Experience City Hall, the Sunken Gardens, and surrounding areas come to life with the holiday magic with over 3,000 lights. Festivities start at 5:30 p.m. with a musical performance by the Fine Arts Academy Honor Choir and Atascadero Community Band. The countdown for the Light Up starts at 6 p.m., followed by Santa in the Model A fire truck making his way around the Sunken Gardens. On Saturday, December 6th, is the Christmas Light Parade in Paso Robles. The parade starts at 6 p.m. near the downtown city park, starting at 10th and Spring Street, circling around 14th Street, and heading towards Pine Street. And the Templeton Recreation Department is proud to present a cheerful holiday event Friday, December 5th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Templeton Recreation Department. Enjoy a meet-and-greet photo opportunity with Santa, cookie decorating, and make your own ornament. The event is free with no RSVP necessary. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo announced that backyard burn season will be resuming starting December 8th. Due to recent precipitation and a promising weather forecast, fuel moisture levels have stabilized, resulting in Cal Fire confidently saying it will be safe to resume controlled burning. Backyard burners must obtain a permit both from the Slo County Air Pollution Control District and Cal Fire. Permits can be obtained at slocleanair.org. Burners must also ensure they follow all local and state regulations to minimize smoke impacts on air quality. In sports, for the NFL, on Thursday, the Lions will face the Cowboys. Tripleheader for KPRL on Sunday, December 7th, we'll have the Steelers and Ravens in the morning, then the Raiders and Broncos, and finally the Texans against the Chiefs. In the NBA, yesterday the Thunder beat the Warriors 124-112, the Timberwolves over the Pelicans 149-142, the Spurs beat the Grizzlies 126-119, the Celtics over the Knicks 123-117, the Raptors beat the Trailblazers 121-118. Tonight, the Kings will face the Rockets, the Clippers will go against the Hawks, the Hornets will face the Knicks, the Nets will go against the Bulls, the Pistons will face the Bucks. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
California headline news, an adult and a child killed in a fiery four-car crash on Highway 87 in San Jose.
After the initial crash, three of the vehicles that were involved caught fire. There were two passengers in one of the vehicles, a Lexus that was involved, that suffered fatal injuries. We can confirm that was an adult and a juvenile.
Mostly with CHP, the crash leaving two others injured, cause under investigation, impairment apparently not a factor. Prosecutors still determining how they'll charge the 17-year-old accused of shooting three people at the Valley Fair Mall in San Jose last week.
The options in terms of time are anywhere from the rest of his life in adult prison to, you know, a couple months at the juvenile ranch or at the juvenile hall.
Santa Clara County DA Jeff Rosen. The shooting happened on Black Friday, stemming apparently from a conflict between two groups. A teenager wounded in a shooting at a high school in San Francisco. The teen shot in the leg around lunchtime. The shooter fled the scene but was later caught and arrested. Jeff Scott, California News.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
The city of Atascadero kicks off their holiday season with the Light Up the Downtown's Garden Lights and Winter Nights, making the Sunken Gardens area sparkle. This Friday, from 5:30 to 8 p.m., enjoy community entertainment, Santa, complimentary horse-drawn hay rides, hot chocolate, and more. The event begins in the Sunken Gardens and continues throughout the downtown with a holiday sip and shop. Shops will be open late, and wine and beer tastings will be available from participating merchants. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
Holidays are just around the corner, and if your family is coming to town, give them the gift of comfort and beauty at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. From vineyard views to luxurious rooms, festive dining, and special holiday celebrations, Allegretto is the perfect home away from home, so your family doesn't overrun yours. Make this holiday season memorable and welcome your loved ones with the warmth of Paso Robles hospitality. Book now at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Geringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California's persimmon harvest accelerated last month as crews worked to pick fruit ahead of the mid-November rainstorms. Persimmons withstand rain better than some fruits, but after multiple storms, the fruit gets riper and breaks down faster, Yuba County farmer Stephen Springer said. The Golden State grows most of the nation's persimmons, though at roughly 3,000 bearing acres in California, the crop's footprint is smaller than other relatively niche fruits such as pomegranates and kiwi fruits. Production is concentrated in the San Joaquin Valley, with some acreage in the Sacramento Valley and in central and southern coastal areas. In 2022, California's persimmon crop was valued at $35 million. It's a growing commodity, said Dylan Lulin. Sales representative at Sierra Sun Fruit Marketing in Fresno County. It's relatively easy to farm, and it seems like consumption of persimmons has been going up year after year. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. CHP reports that there is an animal hazard on Monterey Road near X-Line Road with an injured deer on the roadway. This was first reported at about 7:16 this morning, and no further information is available at this time. A unit is currently assigned from CHP. Again, there is an injured deer on the roadway on Monterey Road near X-Line Road, just between Paso Robles and San Miguel. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today with highs in the upper 50s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows right around 30. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tomorrow, highs in the low 60s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday and Monday, sunny on Tuesday, mostly sunny on Wednesday. Mid-60s Friday and Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 42 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on site. There's convenient parking, convenient Saturday hours 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero, hometown service and focused on you.
Michael's Optical.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors are mulling over jobs data out this morning, showing November private payrolls fell unexpectedly. ADP reporting a loss of 32,000 jobs in November for the biggest decline since spring of 2023. A drag on the market this morning, Microsoft.
They're lowering sales quotas at multiple units for certain AI products because staff missed their goals for this year, according to a report in the information. The reason that they might not be selling as much AI as they hoped is because customers might be starting to resist always having to upgrade.
Fox's Lauren Simonetti. And Dollar Tree stock is rising after beating profit and sales expectations as consumers spend more on bargain items. The off-price retailer also raising its fiscal 2025 guidance range. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The Paso Robles Main Street Association, in cooperation with the City of Paso Robles and community volunteers, presents the 64th Annual Holiday Light Parade this Saturday starting at 6 p.m. in downtown Paso Robles. You'll enjoy the sights and sounds of the holiday spirit, and Santa arrives at the end of the parade to kick off the holiday season. The 64th Annual Holiday Light Parade this Saturday starting at 6 in downtown Paso Robles. Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775. 238-KPRL to join us on this Wednesday edition.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 till 2. Karen will have on San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Detective Clint Cole, on to discuss cold cases, including the murder of two girls in San Mago, going back quite a few years, I think, to the early 1980s. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. I thought I'd call in and take a little mystery out of what Mr. Gibson has been doing, hiring his wife and so forth, his new wife. It has to do with pensions, probably. You realize that she's on a pension. She retired in 2019, I believe, from his office or the registrar recorders, because she was back and forth between both places. And by going back to work at an inflated salary, which I haven't got the numbers. I have to ask for the numbers on how much money she gets. This is Mr. Gibson's current wife, formerly his concubine in his office, that we all read about in 2013, I think, or somewhere around there. At any rate, that's what it's about. She goes back to work for him. He leaves service. She leaves at the same time, takes her pension, gives her pension back for now and takes it later, or continues her pension and gets a stipend in excess of the pension.
Uh, Well, let's back up here a little bit. Because of the scandal, she was reassigned.
Correct.
Hmm. So you did something inappropriate, but I guess in today's world, well, that's a personal matter. We're not gonna,
that's true.
We're not going to get rid of you. We're just going to kind of move you over here. But
right.
But you'll still be okay.
Well, you'd have to prove that she did something wrong when she was working for the supervisor. Now, what would that be? Being a former county employee from another county, I know what that is. In this particular case, if you don't think that there's an advantage to what they're doing, they wouldn't go to the trouble to do it. There's money involved here, taxpayer money. No question.
Okay, he had the affair when she was his legislative assistant.
That's correct.
Now, are there any codes of conduct for the Board of Supervisors?
I think they have them. I assume they should have them. But whether those rules of conduct cover exactly what went on, nobody brought any charges against anybody that I recall. But during that particular circumstance, I can tell you exactly how that worked. He could, if he was entitled to take an assistant with him to wherever he was going, she was it. And so he was able to conduct a extramarital affair with her during the same time he was married to his first wife, and have the taxpayers pick up her tab. That would be a normal course for what sometimes happens in government when you have these illicit affairs going on. So it would be easy to do, very easy. In fact, it would be normal course. Whether the assistant was a romantic interest of the supervisor or not, it's done if they need an assistant where they're going. Who that assistant is usually left up to the supervisor. So you can see how easily that might happen.
How convenient.
Yes, it's very convenient, and it's also a pretty thrifty move because you get the taxpayer to pay for your concubine. Sorry to be so harsh with my language or my explanation, but that's basically what it amounts to. And we know it happened because it was surfaced. So it's a given. It's just one more step of Mr. Gibson telling the county how much he does for them at the same time he's aligning his pockets.
Again, the dinosaur in me asks the question, have we no decency?
Yeah, that's true. It goes on and has gone on for decades.
I understand that. This is, and has been, even including the ultimate sleazebag of Adam Hill.
Yeah, well, that's true.
In the public eye for many years, yet people still put them back in office.
That's correct. And they did this time around, this last time, when Mr. Gibson was once again reelected. It was a lot closer than before. It could have been resolved. I oftentimes say, as a lifetime Republican, Republicans' enemy are themselves. That's who's at fault, because you're absolutely right. There's no effort made to... They're fighting amongst themselves. This last election of Mr. Gibson was proof positive of that. No question.
Well,
the election was run by Mr. Gibson because you had two people running from the similar camp on the other side, albeit not the same.
Well,
that was yesterday. It's just what happened and how you ended up with Mr. Gibson for one final term. I don't know where he plans on going. Maybe he plans on retiring, and that's why they're making the effort to elevate her pension.
No, he's looking for something else.
He might be. No question about that. He's not that old a man. So, well, but the bottom line here is, in this particular case, he is taking advantage of the pension system and the county and the taxpayers.
Well,
this is all systematic. It's been done before. This isn't an original idea. It's been done several times before. But here you are. Because the public isn't paying attention, you have a supervisor who's able to get away with scurrilous activity. No question.
Well,
but that's what it's about.
Okay. You know, this kind of ties in with the book I'm reading on extortion, and how the American public is just absolute and has been getting hosed by our officials, not just elected officials, people who get into the government.
That's correct.
And I understand networking, but there's a difference between networking and being sleazebags.
That's true.
And our country is rift with it.
Right now, it seems to be. They're certainly finding out a lot of places to build up some activity, and people start complaining. You know you're hitting home when they start complaining about the activity that you're pursuing. And, of course, we know that this particular president has a bunch of those. The one thing that's for sure, if you want a lesson in envy, go back and listen to a speech or an interview of Donald Trump from 20 or 30 years ago. He's saying the very same things.
Well,
nothing new there.
He's no choir boy.
No question, and he doesn't even try to be.
Well,
so,
but On the local level, this is, I'm not going to say surprising, because people, as you alluded to earlier, this has been going on, but to the degree and how blatant things are now.
Blatant, it was blatant 35 years ago even. I was up in Sacramento working on legislation when the former vice president of this country was Sacramento's concubine. That would be Kamala Harris.
Her and Willie Brown.
Well, that was where she ended up, true. But was that the only adventure? No.
Well, probably not, but...
Well, you had to be there, I guess, because she was everywhere. And actually, she was a very exotic-looking younger woman. So... I can understand the male interest, but the problem for her right now is she didn't pay attention when she was there to learn anything, because one of the big hits on her was she doesn't know anything.
I'm not so sure the capacity is there for her to absorb it.
Well, we know what she could absorb.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
We'll talk soon.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin, this is Linda George. I wanted to respond to one of your first callers earlier today. I did make a records request regarding the Pioneer Museum and the skate park, more importantly for me. I filed that request about a week ago. And on cue last night at City Council's meeting, it comes Sharon Roden. What I requested was records from Steve Gregory and Hammond. Anybody that would have interest or could get a potential kickback from a developer, whether they're family, friends, etc. So their response to that was to bring Sharon Roden in last night for 3 minutes to roast, once again, Councillor Bausch, asking him did he have any underhanded dealings with the state or with Pioneer Museum to help keep them there. Actually, what she said was a little confusing. So So I'm starting to see a real playbook here. Anytime I request records, like I did with Dubs, as you know, that ended up into a restraining order, which they lost, okay? But every time I request a record, request records on a suspicious subject, let's say, they shoot back the same thing. They think I'm working with Counselor Bausch. I am not. I am actually actively trying to save the skate park. Because in District 1, that is the most highly utilized skate park. And one of your callers called last week and said, well, Chris Bill kind of cried and said, we hate to lose a park. And then she voted yes. So they are very worried that I'm going to kind of poke at the bear about who is doing what, why they undercut the museum who can't afford the property. But my interest was in the skate park. And so that has ruffled some feathers. I'm not going to let that subject go until I find out why they let that skate park go. I requested maintenance records, everything. And their pushback was Sharon Roden coming last night to question Counselor Bausch about whether he interacted with the museum, with the state.
Linda, let me ask you this. Since you have been pushing the bear for quite a while, when you do that and you get the kind of response, are you then automatically suspicious?
Yes, because somebody might have said this earlier today when they are saying a delay in records, we requested a police report, they responded with it entirely blacked out. So anytime a city or any agency pushes back as far as the records request, they will delay them. They'll just give it to you. And if you don't know what you're supposed to receive and what they're supposed to say about that report, if they redact it, they have to give government codes as to why they're redacting it. They just can't redact it and say, here. So I pushed back on that. The city reopened the request yesterday because they have to answer to why they're blacking everything out. So I think it's kind of part and parcel, though, because it's happening at the Capitol with Bonta, everybody. I think this is just how they try to delay getting in trouble or being caught or fixing records so that it looks like they kind of cared. To date, I have seen no evidence that the Halls have even paid their taxes to the city on my records request in July. So I think there was a lot of shady stuff going on when Cry Lewis was in charge. My concern is that Spuds and Hammond are up to something with this skate park and the museum. I'm not that well-versed on the museum portion, but let me tell you, I use that park all the time. And it is one of the most highly used parks. The fair uses it every year. Mm-hmm. So I don't know anything that could be placed right there that would be more aesthetic, that would be even helpful. What are you going to do, put an apartment complex? You know, nothing. And there is an apartment complex, by the way, coming right under the 24th Street Bridge. So to have another development that is, you know, a building or whatever would not fit in that area. What they don't understand is I'm really well-versed in District 1. I go to all these businesses and I speak with them. So it's really, that's what happened. So maybe I'm catching Gregory and Hammond's hand in the cookie jar regarding this portion parcel. I'm not looking for that. I want to know why they let the park go. Did they let the skate park go because they were going to sell it to the museum? And now that they had Chris Hewitt, the city manager, confirm that they don't have to stay obligated to the deal they've been making with the museum. So my presumption is they let the park go because they were going to sell that parcel to the museum, whatever that deal is. But somebody came recently and got into somebody's ear because now they want to sell it all. Mm. And I told them, you can't get rid of a public resource that easy.
Do you think, do you think there could be some connection with people associated on the Planning Commission?
There has to be. You know, that is one place I have not delved in. Do you know when I did your show, I said I was going to look into Echo Next, and Wendy Lewis blocked me on all social media? I think they're starting to understand that when I start asking questions, I'm going to get to the bottom of it. And my next move is the Planning Commission. I've been remiss in speaking up at the end of some of these projects. I need to be speaking up like Debbie Peterson is in Grover Beach at the Planning Commission, because that is, you got to remember, they're all friends, Caduvius, all of them. They all know each other. They all been, you know, breaking bread and selling properties probably for even longer than I've been alive. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just being a little exaggerated. But my point being is that they must be worried about something if they brought Sharon Roden in just to specifically roast Chris Bausch.
All right.
I just want to let people know that I am indeed on it. Okay?
All right. Stay tough. Thanks.
Always.
Bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. The reason that the fair and Chris Bausch wanted a 90-day extension for the fair to exercise buying their property is the fair is exempt. That means they don't have to enter into a bidding to buy it. And they could have bought it for less, and they could either use it for themselves or sold it to the museum at a lesser price than what they're going to get for it now. But also, the reason some of those councilmen want to sell it and get the highest price is because they got to cover for the write-off on the parking debacle.
Well, the city needs money based on part of it because of the decisions this council has made.
That's right. Yeah. Have a good day.
All righty, folks, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Clerk Recorder's Office announced they have officially certified the county's results for the 2025 statewide special election. They have also broken down turnout statistics by party, city, and supervisorial district. The countywide participation rate was 67%, much higher than the statewide average. Per California Elections Code, the Clerk Recorder's Office will also release a statement of votes cast by Thursday this week. This Friday, December 5th, will be Atascadero's kickoff for the holiday season with its historic Light Up the Downtown. Experience City Hall, the Sunken Gardens, and surrounding areas come to life with holiday magic. Festivities start at 5:30 p.m., and the countdown starts at 6. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 50s. It's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley, knocking on doors in Minneapolis. Mayor Jacob Frey warns the city's 80,000 Somalis that 100 federal agents are conducting raids for illegal Somali migrants amid a huge corruption scandal where $1 billion of Minnesota taxpayer money was diverted to Somalia. Frey claims 3/4 of its Somalis are legal migrants and due process will be violated. Border Czar Tom Homan insisting to Fox.
There's going to be an increase of activity up there, and we're going to hold people accountable. We're going to enforce the law without apology.
AOC on the progressive take on affordability, not enough to swing Nashville from its red roots. Conservative former Army helicopter pilot Matt Van Epps wins the special election to Congress by nearly 9 points. Progressive rival Afton Bain says they'll be back.
Tonight is not the final result of what we wanted, but it is the beginning of something so powerful in Tennessee and across the South.
America's listening to Fox News.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Clouds early, then a little bit of sunshine with those high clouds hanging around. Highs right about 60, then a few passing clouds, otherwise mostly clear. And overnight lows, though, a little chilly in the low 30s. We'll have some fog a little bit tomorrow morning, then sunny. Highs in the mid-60s, and we'll be pretty okay for a few more days. Mid-60s sunny on Friday, upper 60s Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Could hit 70 a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 6:57 a.m., 4:50 p.m., we are down to 42 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the beautiful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at great prices. Let's see here. What do we have? It's coming up. The First Baptist Church in Paso Robles. Oh, let us adore him, enjoy and explore California Christmas, the Christmas season through songs that help celebrate the hope, peace, joy, love, and the light of Advent. You'll experience the wonder of 34 voices accompanied by an orchestra of strings, winds, and the percussion that will come together. Again, this is at the First Baptist Church in Paso Robles, December 12th, 6:30, that's a Sunday, and also on December 14th at 2. So, you can go online and find out all about it. Let's see here. Do they have a fbcpaso.org? That's First Baptist Church, paso.org. Also, I have a final reminder for you. Paso Robles High School, the Bearcats softball and baseball, they were selling the beautiful Christmas trees, wreaths, and the all the green stuff for the holidays a few weeks ago when the sales last day to place your order was November 15th. Now you make sure that you get what you paid for. This Friday and Saturday, the 5th and the 6th, is the pickup day. So make sure, because it's been couple of weeks anyway. You may have forgotten, but just a reminder for you for that. Again, this Friday and Saturday for the pickup for those good smelling, especially the wreaths. They are gorgeous. All right. That's it. Community Calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They have lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. 6 minutes away from 8 at the right choice. KPRL.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Okay, beautiful jewelry there. They'll take care of you. Take that listening, too. Well, this won't take long. Local celebrities, here we go. Patty Buzvet, Paula Sosunov, and Jamie's daughter, Elizabeth Umpenhauer, which, by the way, you have got to get somebody in your family. Even if you're a dinosaur, this book, it's an e-book from Jamie, How to Adult. Almost everything you should know before going out in the world. It's more than that. It'll also help give you some helpful hints on some things that you may have forgotten. But again, it's for all ages, and it's just so simple. So simple, How to Adult. We have a on our website where you can go and take a look at it and get it. But it is, especially for youngins, a must-get for Christmas stocking stuffer, but also it'll have some helpful hints in there for you. Give me, you know, about everyday things around the house and so forth. Jamie knows how to do that stuff. All right, on my right-hand side, some people you may have heard of over the course of time. Let's see here. Who do we have on here? Let's see. It's a Pro Football Hall of Famer from the Rams. Tom Fears, 1922-2000. On the wings of a snow-white Ferlin Husky, 1925. He is a country singer. Ferlin passed away in 2011. Andy Williams, 1927-2012. Oh, I loved her on The Gong Show. Yes, indeed. J.P. Morgan, 1931. Clay Dalrymple, he was a catcher, primarily with the Phillies, 1936. Bobby Allison, the race guy, 1937. Died in 2024. Third baseman with the Mutts, won a world championship with the Miracle Mets, 1947, Wayne Garrett. Mickey Thomas from Jefferson Starship, 1949. Mike Bantham, 1972 United States men's Olympic basketball team out of St. Joe's, 1951. Another race car guy, I had a chance to interview him here at KPR. A really nice guy. Rick Mears, 1951. Larry Anderson, not a bad pitcher, 1952. Onward We Go, 38 specials. Don Barnes, the guitar player, 1952. The actress Melody Anderson, 1955. One of the greatest actresses of all time. I'm just kidding. Daryl Hannah, 1960. Julianne Moore from The Fugitive and others, 1960. Let's see here. Who else? Oh, a very talented skater. Katharina Witt, 1965. Onward We Go. Paul Byrd, pitcher from Kentucky. Pitched a long time. He was born in 1970. Lindsey Hunter, basketball. Not a bad point guard. 1970s when he was born as well. Let's see here. Who else do we have? Tiffany Haddish, the actress. 1979. Shirley Coswell, 1999. She's an actress. And Lil Baby, rapper. 1994. All right. Passing away on this day, Robert Louis Stevenson. You may have heard of Treasure Island. 1894 is when he said, I'm gone. And who else? The inventor of the sailboard, Sidney Darby Jr. He died in 2016. Just saw her the other week in a funny movie, Blazing Saddles. Madeline Kahn, 1999. Also passing away on this day, Knott's Berry Farm, the entrepreneur, roadside selling boysenberries. There's a connection here in the North County, and I forget what it is. Walter Knott, he died in 1981. And the newspaper guy, Frank Gannett, he died in 1957. Charles Ringling, 1926. And I think that is it. Yes, that is it. All right, let's see here. Going to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I did not know the depth of her success. I think many of us may remember her from being on television in the Olympics in 84, just a stunning figure on the ice. Now, she won the first of her two Olympic gold medals at the 84 Olympics before winning the second one in 88. She's only one of two skaters to defend a ladies' single Olympic title, the other being Sonja Henie. Witt is a four-time world champion, two-time world silver medalist, and she won six consecutive European championships, a feat equaled only by Sonja Henie among female skaters. It's pretty amazing. Between 84 and 1988, she won 10 gold medals in 11 major international events, making her one of the most successful figure skaters ever. Katharina Witt to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. 34-year-old Justin Trey Buchanan has been sentenced to serve 30 years to life in state prison. His crimes occurred July 2023, when he attacked his step-parents during an argument using a knife. Kelly Buchanan was killed, and William Buchanan was severely injured. Daytime traffic control will be in effect today on Highway 41 west of Atascadero between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. Delays of up to 10 minutes are expected between Morrill Road and Toro Creek Road. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 42 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
After the competitive skating, she went into the professional career, and she was so popular and successful with it that for the first time in 10 years regarding the ice shows at Madison Square Garden, she would sell out every single time. So, anyway, that's it. We're done. We got another hour to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.